I'm Roger Baker, Executive Director of the Stratfor Center for Applied Geopolitics at RAIN, a global center of excellence for geopolitical intelligence and analysis. Learn how you can put geopolitics to work for your organization at RAINnetwork.com.
Hello, and welcome to RAIN's Essential Geopolitics podcast. On June 2nd, Mexicans will head to the polls to elect a new president, all 128 seats in the Senate, and all 500 positions in the Chamber of Deputies. Additionally, 8 states and Mexico City will choose governors. All said, over 20,000 positions will be up for grabs, making the election Mexico's largest in history. The ruling Morena Party will seek to consolidate its political power by winning 2 straight presidential elections, while the 3 traditional parties in Mexico have created an electoral coalition in an effort to wrest power from the popular political movement. Here to give us an overview of what we can expect from these elections is RAIN's Latin America analyst, Sam Carletta. Hi, Sam. Glad to have you on the podcast.
Hey, Emma. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Can you start us off by explaining who the main candidates are and what they represent?
Yeah, sure thing. So with presidential re-election constitutionally barred in Mexico, the ruling National Regeneration Party, or the Morena Party, selected the former mayor of Mexico City, Claudia Sheinbaum, as their candidate. She represents an electoral coalition of 2 smaller parties, Mexico's Green Party and the left-wing Workers' Party, and broadly favors a continuation of the current president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador's policies, which include giving the state-run energy companies advantages in the economy, increasing social spending for the poor, and bringing development projects to Mexico's southern regions. On the other side of the ballot will be former Senator Xochitl Gálvez, who represents a coalition of Mexico's 3 main traditional parties, the PAN, the PRD, and the PRI, which governed Mexico for 70 years until 2000. Gálvez frequently criticizes the government's security policies and advocates for less state intervention in the economy. However, she still has a steep hill to climb, as current polls show Sheinbaum with about a 30 percentage point lead with just 3 months left until the election.
And what should we be watching for ahead of these elections? Can you name any specifics?
Sure. So I'll be watching 3 main thematic topics ahead of June. The first is criminal activity, the second being migration, and then finally, water scarcity issues that have recently troubled Mexico. So election cycles in Mexico are notoriously violent. Already about 33 political actors have been killed by criminal groups in municipalities throughout the country. If these violent events continue to accelerate, the opposition candidate, Xochitl Gálvez, may be able to sway voters to her side by railing against the government's generally ineffective security policies. Second, the topic of migration will be doubly important this election cycle because, as we know, the United States will also have elections in November of this year. Tandem elections in the United States and in Mexico occur once every 12 years, and with record numbers of migrants attempting to cross the U.S. southern border through Mexico in 2023, migration has been a point of contention between the 2 governments, as well as a leading concern for U.S. voters ahead of November elections. Finally, Mexico is currently undergoing a severe drought in the northwest and central parts of the country. It was exacerbated by El Nino, the El Nino weather phenomenon. This has caused the government in Mexico City to impose water restrictions on many different parts of the city, which has led to localized protests and general frustration against the government. Many are hoping that water scarcity issues will be resolved with the onset of the rainy season in May, but the opposition will probably continue to criticize the government for poor resource management and ineffective policies in the meantime.
Wow, so there are a lot of factors at play that we should be looking out for that will influence these elections. Could you explain how the result of these elections could change Mexico going forward?
Yeah, so generally we expect that a Sheinbaum presidency would pursue policies that broadly align with those of the current president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Her campaign slogan, after all, is continuity with change, kind of signaling that her future administration, should she win in June, would follow very similar policies of the current president. However, there are important distinctions between Sheinbaum and President López Obrador. She holds a PhD in energy engineering and will be more technocratic than the personalistic López Obrador, who is often ruled using, populistic or populist types of policies. One of the things that she has expressed as a main priority for her government, again, should she win in June, would be accelerating the energy transition in Mexico. And Sheinbaum herself, as mayor of Mexico City, has a history of installing large arrays of solar panels throughout the city. She would likely seek to, increase the amount of large solar and wind projects throughout Mexico, should she win. For representing such different coalitions, the two presidential candidates have pushed fairly similar social policies. At a recent campaign rally, Xochitl Galvez, the opposition, committed to strengthening many of President López Obrador's social programs, such as expanding the universal pension scheme for retirees, giving subsidies to young people for job training in a youth program called Youth Building the Future. And generally, she has pushed policies that would benefit women and children in Mexico. Sheinbaum, on the other hand, hopes to expand social benefits for caregivers, increase scholarships for students, and hike the minimum wage for working Mexicans. So, again, both of their social policies seem fairly comparable. It's not likely they would deviate much from each other on those. Now, in terms of economics, however, the two candidates diverge pretty strongly. Sheinbaum would likely continue the government's policies of heavily subsidizing Pemex, which is Mexico's state-run oil company, and giving the state a dominant role in the energy sector. Galvez, on the other hand, would seek a larger role for private investment in the economy and would likely strengthen bilateral and investment ties with the United States. In 2023, Mexico surpassed China to become the United States' largest trading partner, but frequent border shutdowns late last year due to high levels of migration and fentanyl trafficking across the border frustrated the business community on both sides of the border. Rhetoric from U.S. policymakers vis-a-vis the border and the response from Mexican politicians would likely define the bilateral relationship going forward, especially as some conservative politicians in the United States have floated the idea of using drones to bomb cartels in Mexico, a policy that would undoubtedly be unpopular in Mexico. Both candidates have made security a priority for both of their campaigns. It's definitely a top-of-mind issue for Mexican voters. Xochitl Galvez has proposed policies such as building a high-tech maximum security prison to house cartel leaders, as well as doubling the size of the National Guard to strongly combat the gangs. Sheinbaum, on the other hand, her strategy focuses more on reforming the justice system to limit corruption and impunity in Mexico. However, either way, the result of June elections will set the stage for the next 6 years of government in Mexico. And for the first time in Mexican history, it appears exceedingly likely that Mexico will elect its first female president.
Thanks, Sam. It was great to hear your insights on this.
Yeah, thanks, Emma. Anytime.
You can read more of Sam's analyses by subscribing to one of Rain's Risk Intelligence products. Our suite of products and solutions allow clients to access the insights and analyses they need to make more informed decisions. You can sign up or learn more at our website, rainnetwork.com. That's RANE network.com. I'm Emma Kalmi. Thanks for listening.